Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, hi Mike, are you okay?
Oh yeah, I'm fine, and I'm ready to go. Are you?
Nearly. I've just got a couple more things to pack and then I'll be done.
How do you feel?
Me? Oh, with my cold. No, that seems to have gone, thank goodness.
Oh, good. How's Kathy?
Oh, now that is a good question, because I haven't seen her yet this morning.
Well, you better wake her up. We don't want to miss the ferry.
Well, she must be up. But yes, I think I'll go and see what's up. She normally makes more noise than this. Oh, I've just heard her.
Oh, so she is up then?
Well, I don't know. She's in her bedroom still. But she's awake, because I've just heard her cough.
Oh, great. She's gone and caught your cold. She won't be able to come. Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, don't say that. A cold won't stop her from coming. Look, I'd better go and see if she's all right.
OK. Phone me back, all right?
OK, if I must.
Well, go on then, go and see how poorly she is. But I can tell you now, I'm not going to run around looking after her if she does feel bad.
Mike, it's only a cold. It will probably only last the day. Mine did. Kathy, can I come in?
No, you can't. I'm not well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You what?
I said I'm sorry. Have you got my cold?
No, I've got COVID.
Oh, you haven't?
Yes, I've just tested positive, so I can't go on holiday now.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awful. So we'll have to cancel then?
No, you two can still go, but I'll have to stay here. I'll be all right.
No, I can't leave you here if you're ill.
Oh, of course you can. I'll be fine. It just feels like a bad cold, that's all.
But I can't go and leave you by yourself.
Oh, yes, you can. Honestly, I'll be all right.
So, how do you feel?
Oh, I feel very tired, sore throat, and I've got a terrible headache.
Oh, well then, I can't go.
Well, you've got to.
Have you got a fever?
No.
And do you feel sick?
No, I don't.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Look, you go and have a good time. But do you know of anyone who could take my place? They'd get it cheap.
No, I don't. Not at this short notice.
Oh, come on, there must be someone.
Well, there's Tina. She's got nothing planned, but I don't think she'd get the time off work.
Well, what about Connie? She might be able to go.
I doubt it. But I suppose I could ask Mike to ask her.
Okay, well, please do, because it's a pity not to use the space, isn't it?
Look, I'll have a word with him and see what he thinks. So, can I get you anything?
No, thanks.
What about some water?
Oh, I've got some, thanks.
Okay, so is there anything else you need?
No. Now, go and phone Mike and see what he says about asking Connie, because you'll have to be quick, because you don't have that much time before you have to leave.
Oh, Kathy, this is awful.
Oh, these things happen. Just wish they wouldn't happen to me, that's all.
She's what?
She's got COVID.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I'm not.
Oh, so how is she?
Well, she says it's just like having a bad cold. But I don't think we should go on holiday now.
Why?
Because I need to be here to look after her.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. She'll be all right. Is that what she said, that we can't go?
No, she said we must go.
Oh, good. Well, we'll just make sure she's got enough food and water. She'll be fine.
Really?
Yeah. If she says we should go, we should. You can phone her every day, can't you?
Oh, Mike, I feel guilty. It's her holiday. It's all about her seeing where her mum grew up. And she arranged it all. Oh, this is terrible.
I know, but we can't help that. No, we've got to go.
Oh, I don't know.
Penny, we can't afford to lose the money. We won't be able to go on another one, you know.
I know that.
Well, then. It's sad she's not coming, but there's nothing we can do about it. She'll just have to go another time.
Suppose.
Oh, come on, Penny. It's not the end of the world. In fact, it's better it's just the two of us.
Oh, now, Kathy had an idea. Would Connie like to come with us instead?
Connie?
Yes. You said she didn't have a holiday plan for this year.
Well, she doesn't.
Well, can you ask her then?
I doubt she'll be able to come. She won't be able to get the time off work.
Well, she might do. So go on, go and ask her. It'll be fun having her with us.
I thought you'd be pleased it was just the two of us.
Well, I am. But someone might as well fill the place.
Well, I'll ask her. But I really don't think she'll be able to.
Well, try, OK? And text me when you know.
All right. And Penny?
Yeah?
Don't worry about Kathy. She can go online and get food delivered. She won't starve.
Yes, I know that.
And as I said, you can phone her every day to see how she is.
All right.
And, oh, I've been looking forward to this holiday for so long. There's no way we're not going. We need this time together, just you and me. Okay, I will ask Connie, but in a way, I hope she can't, because I want you all to myself. Oh, this is going to be a brilliant holiday. Penny, Connie said yes, she can come.
Connie can come with us? Oh, that's great!
Yeah, Helen said she could have the time off. She hasn't had a proper holiday in years.
Oh, that's so kind of her.
And Connie says she'll let us do our own thing. She's quite used to looking around places on her own. So we'll have time for just the two of us. Should all work out really well.
Yes. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, I feel quite excited now.
Yeah. And how's Kathy?
Oh, she's all right. I can hear her talking to the cat. Actually, it's quite good that she's staying, as it means the neighbour won't have to look after them now.
Ah, so there is a silver lining.
Isn't there always? No, 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 you can't stand there, Mike. You've got a pole behind your head. You look as if you're growing something.
Oh, for goodness sake. Is he all right?
Yeah, that's perfect. Right, smile. And you, Connie. Okay. One, two, three. Right, that's done. And you both look lovely.
Oh, good. So you're going to send that to Kathy now?
Yes, and she'll love it.
So, shall I take one with the two of you?
Oh, that's a good idea, yeah. Sorry, Connie, just one more.
Penny, look this way.
Sorry, I was looking at that man over there. He's waving at us.
Is he?
Yeah, look. Connie, he's waving at you. Do you know him? Oh, Mike, we did need this holiday, didn't we? And it's been such a lovely day.
Oh, yeah, it has. Thing is, we're both always so busy. We don't really have enough time together, just the two of us. Oh, I'm sorry about, you know...
Oh, it's not your fault. I'm sorry, Kathy's always there, but I can't change that.
Well, you could.
Oh, and how could I do that?
Well, by her moving out.
Oh, no, not that again. I can't afford to, Mike. I need her money, especially now.
Well, if I moved in, we'd have two wages.
But then Connie wouldn't get your rent.
No, but she could easily get someone else in.
Yes, but she does really like you being there, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
You two do get on very well together, don't you?
Yeah, we always have. We've always been very close.
Hasn't Connie ever met someone she'd like to settle down with?
No, she hasn't.
I wonder why. She's such a lovely person. Do you think her job has put people off?
What do you mean by that?
Well, she was always travelling, wasn't she? Moving here, there and everywhere. She didn't really settle anywhere until now.
Yeah, but I don't think that was it. She had lots of guys who were really keen on her, but she didn't want to know.
Oh?
Yeah, you see, my dad only wanted boys, so he was delighted when I came along. But he was incredibly disappointed when Mum had a girl. So he didn't show Connie any love or affection at all. In fact, he could be quite brutal at times with what he said to her.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. So, well, that's why she's never really had much faith in men, and I don't blame her. That's another reason why she travelled, of course, to get away from home. See, it worked well for her. she was always on the move, so it meant she didn't have to be at home with Dad.
Oh, no. Oh, I had no idea.
Well, no, you wouldn't. Oh, I'd do anything for Sis. Can you imagine how guilty I felt getting all the love when we grew up? She got none.
Oh, Mike, you don't still feel guilty, do you?
No. Took a long time to get over it, though. It was years before I realised it wasn't my fault that Dad didn't love her.
What was your mum like?
Oh, she just did what she was told. She loved my dad, and I think she loved Connie, but she didn't really show it. I think she was too frightened to.
So do you think she was happy? With your dad, I mean.
Well, you might not believe this, but I think she was in her own way. She never complained about him. And of course she didn't do anything wrong. All the decisions were made by him. The only thing he blamed her for was bringing a baby girl into the world.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. No, right. Well, that's enough about me and my family. What about you and me?
What about you and me?
Well, Penny, everything now's so expensive. Don't you think it'd be better if we moved in together? We'd save so much money. I mean, the bills are forever going up. Cost of petrol's ridiculous and... Penny, don't look at me like that.
Where's the key, Mike? Come on!
Oh, all right, I've got it. Oh, Penny, I didn't mean it, how it sounded.
Yes, you did. You said it would make economical sense. How romantic is that to hear on your holiday?
Well, I didn't mean it like that. You know with me, I always say the wrong thing.
Well, yes, I'm beginning to think you do.
Here you go. Oh, Connie must be home. The lights are on.
OK, well, if you go and pour us a drink, I'll go and see what she's been up to. Let's hope she's had a nice day today.
OK.
Connie, we're back. Can I come in? We're back. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had company.
Penny, can you ask Connie if she wants one, or does she want something stronger?
Mike, she doesn't, but I do.
Penny, are you okay?
No.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.